what did she forget? She's got a hunch, got the pinch pennies to have money for lunch. Can't find a dope key. She's so confused, she's got the working girl blues. She's got to keep on working. Get up in the morning, feeling cross. God knows it's gonna be hard, smiling for the boss. Yesterday she wore a miniskirt, couldn't do nothing with her hair. I hell with it, she don't care. She got a bad headache, and it's bad, bad news. It's the working girl blues. She got to keep on working. Lord knows it gets harder each and every day. Trying to get by on such a little pay. Need face power and a whole lot of gold. Brand new perfume, she got to smell like a rose. She didn't get up in time. Something wrong with the clock. Don't know what's the matter. She must have slept like a rock. Lord, what time is it? She can't find her shoes. She's got the working girl blues. She got to keep on working. Keep on working.
Thank you. They sent me to the store, to the store, to the store. But what my mommy sent me for, I really can't remember. I think it was the grocery. Let me see, let me see. Oh gee, oh gosh, oh gee. I don't remember. I've forgotten what she needed for the pantry shelf. All I know is that she said to keep a nickel for myself, and I got that. But mommy sent me to the store, to the store, to the store. But what my mommy sent me for, I really can't remember. Can you boys help me out?
Did she send you out for pie?
No, you know she didn't ask for pie.
Did she want a loaf of rye?
You know my mama didn't like no liquids, no. What was I supposed to buy? Oh, I really can't remember. My memory is so unreliable.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, G/radio. Welcome back to Grove City, Pennsylvania listeners, and those in the area of WSAJ FM at 91.1 FM. And a big thank you to Darren Morton, broadcast engineer, the IT folks, and everybody at Grove City College. We're so happy to be back there, and I hope you'll have a chance to hear us there all throughout the morning and in the weeks and months to come, too. Today, we have a lot of songs for Mother's Day, a lot of puzzles, including a pop quiz coming up in just a few moments. We'll also be talking to Gerald Alston from the Manhattans about a concert he has coming up, and with Martha Terry about the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival. Both of those events tonight and both of those interviews occurring between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. Plus, you have a chance to come see us. Our doors open at 10 o'clock today for Doors Open Pittsburgh. You can check out some of the live radio program and say hello. Check out our new Youth Media Center. We'll be here until 4 o'clock. Welcome to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Walking down the street, and suddenly you meet a pair of brown eyes dancing along. Up go the lights, out go the flags, on come the dancers, bang goes the drum, and you're in love. And the show has begun. Then you're hand in hand, and louder than the band, your happy heart starts singing the song. And up go the lights, out go the flags, on come the dancers, bang goes the drum, and you're in love. And the show has begun. The world's a stage, the moon's a spotlight in the skies. Your heart's applauding and the curtain started to rise. Suddenly you kiss, and nothing quite like this has ever happened to you before. As up go the lights, out go the flags, on come the dancers, bang goes the drum, and you're in love. And the show has begun. Spotlight in the skies, your heart's applauding and the curtain started to rise. Suddenly you kiss, and nothing quite like this has ever happened to you before. As up go the lights, out go the flags, on come the dancers, bang goes the drum, and you're in love. And the show has begun. The world's a stage, the moon's a spotlight in the skies. Your heart's applauding and the curtain started to rise. Suddenly you kiss, and nothing quite like this has ever happened to you before. As up go the lights, out go the flags, on come the dancers, bang goes the drum, and you're in love. And the show, and the show, and the show has begun.
There is Blossom Deary at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. A busy week. We debuted a new podcast this week, the Youth Takeover edition of Remaking Tomorrow, with the completion of 10 season 2 episodes. Greg Barron and Ryan Rzdeski are taking a well-deserved break, and Area Teens are filling in. And the first episode is available wherever you look for podcasts. Also, we had a kickoff event for Remake Learning Days here in our Youth Media Center Thursday night, and welcomed folks from Allegheny Intermediate Unit, from Aliquippa Attack Theater, Aliquippa Green, the name of the organization, Attack Theater, Carnegie Mellon's Entertainment Technology Center, and quite a few more. We had a really beautiful evening. We'll keep you posted about Remake Learning Day's events coming up. Free events where you can connect with organizations throughout the area that are working to create educational programs. Here's hoping you had a good week. I got to thinking a little bit earlier this week about today's running of the Kentucky Derby. Couple interesting things about the Kentucky Derby. First, there is a Pittsburgh area connection. I don't know if you heard about this, but a company in Evans City has a drone that is used for disinfection of things. It's a startup company, Aeras, A-E-R-A-S. They're going to be sanitizing Churchill Downs. They've probably already completed the work, but they have drone technology that is sort of the crop duster for stadium seating. The company is returning to Churchill Downs. 150,000 people typically are seated to watch the Rays. And this was a project that they conceived back at the beginning of the pandemic, and the Evans City company now does this work. They say they can sanitize the entire seating area of Churchill Downs in under 2 hours. And the work is now probably complete, I would imagine. Cleanliness is always noticed, Mike Anderson, president of the Churchill Downs racetrack, said. I might counter. I think uncleanliness is noticed before cleanliness. It's often the absence of things. You never notice the things that go right, but you do notice the things that go wrong. In any event, a little bit of Evans City, Pennsylvania, at the Kentucky Derby. And as usual, I like to take a look at some of the names of the horses running. They include Mo Donegal, Happy Jack, Epicenter, Summer is Tomorrow, Smile Happy, Messier, or Messier, Crown Pride, Charge It, Tis the Bomb, Zandon, Pioneer of Medina, Taeba, Simplification, Barber Road, White Barrio, Cyberknife, Classic Causeway, Tawny Port, Zozos and Rich Strike. In honor of the Kentucky Derby, today we'd like you to see if you can come up with idiomatic expressions that contain horse or a variation of the word horse. One would be stop horsing around. There are quite a few others, and we invite you to see if you can come up with another five. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 is the number. That this morning is our pop quiz. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We are looking to see if you can come up with five expressions that contain horse or a variation of horse. Good luck.
Lay down in California, where
Stewball, and you might win, win, win. Bet
stew ball.
You my,
you my.
Dan Sands and friends at the Saturday Light Brigade. We've got a lot of horse expressions coming in. And we'll start sharing those with you. Sue in South Park was first to respond. This is not a horse race. You just have to get back on the horse. Horse hockey, followed by horse feathers. Now that's a horse of a different color. Jim in Crafton Heights has horsing around straight from the horse's mouth. The purely idiomatic expression, beating a dead horse, stuck. Boy, this is one I've never heard. Stuck in the horse latitudes. A horse of a different color. 180 horsepower. And then the addition, and the horse you rode in on. And here's a few more. That have come in. That's a horse of a different color. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Wild horses couldn't track me away. I don't have a horse in that race. And a horsey looking face, long and oval. A horse is a horse, of course, unless the horse is Mr. Ed. That from an anonymous listener. And here comes Mark with, can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. A horse of a different color. Hold your horses, straight from the horse's mouth. And don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Jeffrey in Squirrel Hill has pony up for the bet. That is a bunch of horse feathers or horse hockey. He was promoted like a show horse, and the candidate was really just a stalking horse. Chad in the North Hills has never looked a gift horse in the mouth. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. My kingdom for a horse, and get off your high horse. Vivian has horseplay, horse sense. Getting up on a high horse, as well as some others that I already mentioned. Tommy in Virginia has hold your horses. I got a Charlie horse. Oh, very good. Don't change horses in the middle of the stream. Don't put your cart before the horse. This isn't a dog and pony show. A dark horse candidate. He eats like a horse, frisky as a colt, and healthy as a horse. Excellent. Maureen and Lou and Point Breeze have horseplay, horse of another color, horse laugh, get a horse and a horsepower. And Russ has quite a few. Hold your horses, eat like a horse. I'm going to mention the ones I haven't said already. Don't shut the barn door after the horse is gone. Saw horse. A one-horse town, very good. A dark horse candidate. Oh, and he came up with some songs too, like A Horse with No Name, Wild Horses, Couldn't Keep Me Away. And the Mr. Ed theme song. And Tom has hobby horse. A horse walks into a bar, grab the horse by the tail. They shoot horses, don't they? All the king's horses, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And quite a few more, most of which I've already said. He also has, my father had an idiomatic expression he used around the house when I did not close the door or did other wrong things, but it's not one for you to mention on the radio. Thank you for that fair warning. Bruce and Ingram as Straight from the Horse's Mouth, beating a dead horse, skittish as a colt, the old gray mare ain't what it used to be. Well done. Those are all terrific. If we missed any, let us know. And the Saturday Light Brigade charge to you for playing along with this morning's pop quiz.
Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetlebaum. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetlebaum. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetlebaum. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetlebaum. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing battery.
Assault battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Beetlebaum. Around the turn, heading for home, it's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh.
And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring, there's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Spike Jones. And the William Tell Overtures Only His Orchestra Does It. A charge as well to Rich. Thank you for checking in. And also to Jim in Black Ridge. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport. Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado. Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 515-605-9542. Tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our own slvradio.org/radio.
Oh, I wake up in the morning and I try to get out of bed. It's all I can do to open my eyes and try to lift my head up. Get up, cheer up, it could be worse, you know. My kids could all be starving and my wife be on the dole. And it's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and turned away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay. Oh, I try to write a book about my new job with no pay. But I hope I have a salary before retirement day comes. It would be fun if only some of the wanted wanted me. A guy with too much talent and a pile of PhDs. And it's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and turned away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay. When my wife's at work, I feed the kids, I wash their face and hands. They suck their thumbs, I wipe their bums, I make the dinner plans. To town to buy the groceries with someone else's cash. I used to call it women's work, but that's a pile of trash. And it's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and jogged away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay. Her paycheck and support a family, but she doesn't seem to understand just what it does to me. I feel small, not at all the man I used to be, but at least my kids all have the dad my father couldn't be to me. It's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and jogged away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay, and it is work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and jogged away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay.
Sally Rogers at the Saturday Light Brigade from our Mother's Day library. And we'll have more songs for Mother's Day weekend coming up this morning. Get ready to see if you can solve our history riddle.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
SLB is accepting applications for full and part-time staff educators with our Youth Media Center open. We have a few openings, and you can learn more by going to jobs.nonprofittalent.com and searching on SLB, jobs.nonprofittalent.com, and just search on SLB. You can see our studios today between 10 and 4. Stop on in as part of the Doors Open Pittsburgh North Side Tour. She was born May 7th, 1951. And her career is still going strong. She exploded on the scene at the age of 16 when Society's Child became a number one song. If it put her on the cover of Life, Time, and Newsweek, and was followed by continued fame. One of her biggest hits came from her 1975 platinum LP. Between the Lines was the album's name. That is our historiadol for this morning. 412-200-5975 is how you can share your answer, or 1-888-752-7234. Our lines are open. We are live, and I hope we'll hear from you. She was born May 7th, 1951, and her career is still going strong. She exploded on the scene at the age of 16. When Society's Child became a number one song, it put her on the cover of Life, Time, and Newsweek, and was followed by continued fame. One of her biggest hits came from her 1975 platinum LP. Between the Lines was the album's name. Good luck. That's our historiadol for today. We're going to stay in our Mother's Day library for a moment. Here's Bill Harley.
Every time we got somewhere to go, my mom and I fight about the radio. She wants her station, I want mine. She says, it's my car, tough luck, don't whine. The DJ says these songs are solid gold, but everyone they play's about a million years old. One after another, on, and what makes it worse is my mom sings along. She sings along, and she sings doo-wah-da-diddy, baby. My mom's music drives me crazy, doo-wah-da-diddy, baby, but she don't care. I tried to get her to listen to my favorite band. She says, that's just a bunch of noise that I cannot stand. She turns radio back to where she wants it to be, starts to sing along, way off key. My mom sings off key. Mom, stop it. Please, I cry, 'cause everybody's looking at us as we drive by. She rolls down the window. She doesn't care.
Oklahoma!
I sink down in my seat like I'm not there. I wish you wasn't there when she sings, doo-wah-da-diddy, baby. My mom's music drives me crazy, doo-wah-da-diddy, baby, but she don't care. I promise when I get older, I will not be so weird. I promise if I have kids, I won't make them want to disappear. The worst finally happened, I'm telling you all. I was in school last week, walking down the hall with my best friend. I started humming some tune when he looks at me like I come from the moon. I say, what's the matter? He says, what do you mean, man? What's the matter with you? And suddenly I realized I was doing it too. Oh no, please help me, someone, I said. My mom's dumb songs are stuck in my head. They're in my head and I'm singing, doo-wah-da-diddy, baby. Stuck in my head, driving me crazy, doo-wah-da-diddy, baby. But she don't care.
That's a great storyteller by the name of Bill Harley. We have quite a lot of email coming in today, and I'm trying to get to it as much and as quickly as I can. Ricky is too. And it's so nice to have so many comments about our return to WSAJ at 91.1 FM. Randy and Polly in Emlinton, we're so glad that you're able to hear us more clearly this morning. Tommy, listening in beautiful Virginia, got the correct answer to our history riddle. Stu and McCandless knew it as well, and he said if you were born in 1958, you were timed perfectly for that big hit song on the Platinum album that I mentioned. That's a good hint. Tom and McCandless got the correct answer, as did Mrs. Edwards. Nice to hear from you. She is in Monroeville. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer. So did Jim in Blackridge and Russ in King, North Carolina. And Craig in Macon, Georgia. But today in Nashville, Tennessee, Craig got the correct answer and mentions that the person who is the correct answer lives in Nashville. Linda came up with it. Rich in Freeport has the correct answer. Polly and Punxsutawney. Good morning, Polly. Polly and Punxy, we say. Thought it might be Tanya Tucker. We also had a guess of Cher. Good guesses. Probably about contemporary in age to both of these. Bob in Washington, or to our answer. Bob in Washington got the correct answer. And so did Sue. How do you do?
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi, Larry. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm so happy that we're
too
warm and cozy.
I can't believe it's so early in the morning, but it was Janice Ian.
Janice Ian is exactly right.
I remember that song very, very well.
Society's Child or the other hit.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And then she did it 17.
Right. That was her huge hit. And, you know, it seems so out of character when you look back on it. But she was the first person, the first musical guest on Saturday Night Live, Janice Ian.
I did not know that. Okay.
She was the first musical guest, and she sung that song at 17.
Oh, wow.
On the show.
And I just remember having to deal with a sociology class about that song.
Really?
Yes.
You analyzed the lyrics and their meaning?
Yeah, I had a hip teacher. Yeah, she was wonderful.
Did you do that on Society's Child?
On Society's Child.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, she wrote that song.
I know.
At 16, a song about an interracial relationship. And it was so ahead of its time. She's now touring the country.
That's what Ricky said.
She's 71. She sounds beautiful.
She's 71.
71.
Well, there's hope for all of us.
Well, you know, I was surprised she's that young, but she started quite early. But
yeah, I know.
She's very vibrant, and people forget how much of a trailblazer she was as a female singer-songwriter. She blew everybody away back in the 70s. And her song at 17, Stu, that song came out in 1975, so if you were born in 1958, that was your song.
I know. I was born in 51, but I really liked Society's Child, and she had such emotion in the song too.
Mm-hmm. She sure did.
I don't want to see you anymore, and about about, you know, how her family didn't want her to see the boy anymore and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a terrific song. She also... go ahead.
When she said she called you boy instead of your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that analysis, and pretty good to have such a hip teacher to go through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was a sociology teacher, and she was absolutely wonderful.
And she's had lots of other great songs, too. And her current mm-hmm. album is terrific. We're going to play Society's Child, and then we'll play a song from her current album, too.
Okay,
so,
wonderful.
A charge to you, and thank you for checking
thank
in.
Thank you. You bet. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You come to my door, baby. There's this feeling shining black as night. My mama went to answer, you know, that you looked so fine. Now I could understand the tears and the shame. She called you boy instead of your name. When she she said, I can't see you anymore, baby, can't see you anymore. Walk me down to school, baby, everybody's acting deaf and blind. Till they turn and say, why don't you just stick to your own kind? My teachers all laugh, their smirking stares, cutting deep down in our affairs. Preachers severe. They say, I can't see you anymore, baby, can't see you anymore. One of these days I'm gonna stop my listening, gonna raise my head up high. One of these days I'm gonna raise up my glistening wings and fly. But that day will have to wait for a while. Baby, I'm only society's child. When we're older, things may change. But for now, this is the way they must remain. I say I can't see. It's the end of the line, and I know it's been rough.
Oh, but time after time, it was always enough. You were there when I laughed. You were there when I cried. You were there as I tell you goodbye. It's the end of the line, and whatever they say, I was yours, you were mine, just a heartbeat away. Close enough to be kissed, far enough to be missed, from the cradle to silver and gray. In due time there will be someone else who will see all the good in your heart, even though we're apart. Oh, how I've loved your heart. In the blink of an eye, all that's left is the past, and the memories fade till there's silence at last. But the song will remember, the spark will still shine. It's the light at the end of the line. There's a light at the end of the line.
Janice Ian, that's the title song from her current album, The Lights at the End of the Line. It's gotten great reviews, and it's really a mix of musical styles. It's very genuine. I've mentioned this before. If you're on Facebook and want to get a smile, follow Janice. Her Facebook posts have always been interesting, but currently, as she is on tour, she's describing everything from why she needs to wear makeup to look like she's not wearing makeup when she's on stage, to how she puts together a set list based on the town she is playing in and the mood she might be in. It's a neat opportunity to get inside of her head a bit. Thank you for being along with us here today at the Saturday Light Brigade. Janice Ian, again, who we're looking for, turning 71 years of age today. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. And now, with apologies to mothers-in-law everywhere, Alan Sherman uses the trope to make us smile a little bit.
Oh. It's very clear your mother's here to stay. Not just a year, but ever and a day. She came to stay just for Mother's Day with the kids and you and me. And that was Mother's Day of 1953. If it appears that I've become a grouch, it's all these years of sleeping on the couch. I hear Gibraltar just tumbled, the Rockies just crumbled. I knew they'd go someday, but your mother's here to stay. If she'd go back, if she'd just say goodbye, I'd help her pack. And as she left, I'd cry. She just complains with her aches and pains, and her arteries are hard. How come she's out there playing leapfrog in the yard? Her evening snack would feed a herd of elk. Then she sits back and watches Lawrence Welk. I'm taking you and the cherubs, and just like the Arabs, we'll silently steal away and leave Mother here to stay.
Sherman. And good morning to we just had a question. Oh, it was from Jim in Black Ridge wanting to know if Janice Ian wrote the song Amsterdam, which was probably best associated with Joan Baez. And indeed, she co-wrote it with Buddy Montlock. So there's the answer to that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Get someone taller, not your mom. Use a ladder, not your mom. Right in the middle
never wipe your nose on your mom.
Use a Kleenex, not your mom. Use a hanky, not your mom. Use a tablecloth, not your mom. Use any old thing, but not your mom. You never need a pillow if you got your mom. Lay your head down on your mom. Use a napkin, not 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 your mom.
Kathy Kalick here at the Saturday Light Brigade. An opportunity for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up shortly with our crossword puzzle of the air.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
We hope you will come see our new 3,500 square foot youth media center during one of many open houses planned for the spring and summer. Dates include today, where between 10 a.m. and 4 in the afternoon, you can see us as part of Doors Open Pittsburgh. Look for our greeters just above and outside of the building in which our studios are located. They'll point you in the direction of our youth media center. Ricky and I will be here from roughly 10, well, we'll certainly be here from exactly 10 to noon, and then thereafter until about 1 or so. We have other SLB staff members here, clear up until 4 o'clock. You can watch part of the radio program if you would like to, and even say hello on the radio if you come between 10 and noon. That's today, May 7th. And then coming up on Thursday, May 19th, between